Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, September the 24th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you've heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at what's on the menu for today. Well, here we go. 10 years after Lehman, the very same people who either directly caused the financial crisis of 2008 or made things much, much worse in its aftermath are not only all walking around freely and enjoying better paid jobs than 10 years ago, they're even asked by the media to share their wisdom. Well, I'm going to look into that and see what we can deduce from that piece of absolute nonsense. So, debt-based fiat money has a strange effect on the system. You would imagine that that would be the case with money conjured out of thin air at no cost. But we are going to look at some of the consequences today and see why this might not be such a good idea. Then we will look at the consequences of the US government being the largest player in the financial markets. That, of course, is not meant to be. The financial markets are not there for the pleasure of the government. They're there to broaden out the reaches of capitalism and make people wealthier, not governments. Anyway, we'll talk about that. I poke a lot of fun at the many absurdities we see in this current bubble, and we'll have a look at some of them today. Then I need to make a very quick comment about Trump's major misunderstanding of all these tariffs that he is putting up right, left and centre, whether you agree with them or not. He is clearly misinformed, and I think we need to address that. So then I'm going to talk for a while on whether it matters as to our pleasures being either spiritual or carnal or intellectual or just plain stupid. Or are all pleasures on an equal footing? So that's what the title of the show is all about, ladies and gentlemen, pleasure. When it comes to Trump and the White House and all these different players and actors, you may indeed be having trouble figuring out who the good guys are. Well, I'm going to try to elucidate that for you today, ladies and gentlemen, if you will but listen. So the average person, working person in America, has made zero wage gains in the entire 47-year period since the new money was introduced in 1971. We need to have a look at that today, I think, and see if we could gain some useful insights. And then I shall finish up, if we have time, with a quick comment about why America needs to get smart and leave Syria. And hopefully that will do the trick for you and give you a nice show. So if, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, you will gladly let me know. I will gladly email three free shows to you individually so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows. And then I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So you may feel free to select any three shows, preferably the last couple of months, from the archives in the Podbean page. And I will do my best to get these things out to you post-haste, double, rich, quick speed. So let me just finish by giving you my contact information. My email address is blazoned across the Podbean page, so you should have that, but let me give it to you anyway. It's rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which I try to complete as often as I am inspired to do so. And so let me give you both the addresses of those, which I suggest you look at. They're free, and you may get some inspiration of your own. Who knows? The Facebook page, www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now, that's all one word, no punctuation, all lowercase. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Those are the longer versions of things I talk about which don't fit into the show. The short one-liners go into my Twitter page, the address of which is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you are feeling inspired and that you will enjoy listening to my shows. So I wish you all a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin saying back at you on Friday. Until then, bye-bye.